So Carnage is the follow-up to Roman Polanski's Ghost Rider, which came out back in 2010. This is his first film since that movie, which was, you know, if you remember, it was widely acclaimed. Pretty much everybody loved it, as did I. It was a fantastic film. And it kind of, what was great about it was it sort of embodied everything that made Polanski such a great director, you know, from the paranoia to the tension to the claustrophobia to just the mood and the atmosphere. It just, it felt like a great, a great Polanski chamber piece. That's what it felt like. So any movie that was going to follow that up would likely be not as good and likely be a bit of a disappointment. And for my money, Carnage is a disappointment. That's not to say I didn't like the film. I actually, for the most part, really enjoyed myself while I was watching it. But it is nowhere near the caliber of The Ghost Rider, or really a lot of Polanski's films. I mean, it's nowhere near as bad as something like Oliver Twist or The Ninth Gate by any means. But, you know, with a cast like this, you know, and Polanski directing, you know, and adapting this acclaimed play, God of Carnage, which, you know, has been around a while and hit Broadway back in 2009, you know, you would think that there'd be more substance to this thing. You would think this movie would be about something. You know, the plot of the movie and the play is pretty straightforward. You know, two New York couples get together to discuss a fight that broke out between their sons or whatever. And the hook of the story is essentially that their conversation goes on, they become increasingly more intense with one another, and eventually all social etiquette breaks down, and it's supposed to be sort of a examination of human nature and our real true nature, and you can kind of hear where I'm going with this. I don't know if the play had more to say about this. I don't know if it was any more insightful. I haven't seen the play, so I don't know. Judging this movie as it is, I gotta say, everything this movie, you know, my main problem with the movie is this, you know, I don't mind being told, let me say this, I don't mind revisiting a theme that I've revisited before, you know, I don't mind that. I don't mind going back to the well, if we're going back to that well to, you know, examine something new, and it doesn't have to be really new, but I don't want to, if I'm going to give you my time, I want to be giving something in return, and I don't want to get, you know, leftovers. You know, I want something new. I want the filmmaker and the actors and the writers to challenge me, and not just to tread old ground. And my problem with Carnage is kind of the same problem I had with The Ides of March, in that both movies act as if they're revealing these great grand secrets to the audience, these amazing secrets about, you know, the human condition or with Ides of March, it was, you know, in case you didn't know, you know, politics is bad, you know, and politics is corrupt and politicians are nasty, you know, in case you didn't know, you know, the shocking revelation. And with Carnage, it's kind of the same thing. In fact, I felt like a lot of the themes in Carnage had already been repeated in another movie from a few years ago, in a very different type of movie, but I think it had a lot more to say, and that was The Mist by Frank Darabont. That was a movie that really took a look at the nature of man and what they'll do when they're whittled down to their core. And, you know, that both movies, I think, have a fairly narcissistic point of view on the world and of humanity. And The Mist, even though it was a bit heavy-handed, at least that movie said something, or at least it contributed something to the conversation that hadn't been contributed before. Or even if you dispute that, at least it did it in a way that we hadn't seen before. Everything in Carnage is just, it feels repeated, it feels retreaded. You know, again, the performances are great, you know, and it's only 80-some minutes long. In fact, it might even be less than that. So it's definitely worth seeing. You know, like I said, the performances elevate the thing, but it's a shame, especially coming after The Ghost Rider, that Polanski hadn't given us something more substantial to follow that film up. So mixed, but yeah, that's Carnage.